Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called What Are the Long-Term Effects of Using Healing Peptides? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. What if your body could repair itself faster, heal injuries better, and potentially slow aging? Peptide therapy promises these benefits, but what's really happening in your body long term? Let's break it down. First, let's understand how these peptides actually work. They're basically small proteins that act like cellular text messages, telling your body to heal and repair. While we naturally produce peptides, synthetic versions like BPC-157 and TB-500 have become popular in therapeutic applications. These compounds work by targeting specific healing pathways in your body. In the short term, healing peptides can accelerate tissue repair, reduce inflammation, and boost collagen production. Users often report faster recovery from injuries and reduced joint pain within weeks of starting treatment. This is why they've caught the attention of both the medical community and athletes. But what about the long game? Research shows these peptides can actually modify how your cells communicate long term. They can create lasting changes in your immune system response and even alter your metabolic patterns over time. The big question is whether these changes are uniformly beneficial. Let's look at some hard data. A 2019 Stanford Medical Study tracked 128 patients using BPC-157 over 18 months. The study documented significant improvements in tissue regeneration rates, especially in tendon and ligament healing. These benefits persisted even after treatment ended. The sports world has taken notice too. Recent Olympic training protocols have incorporated peptide therapy into recovery programs, with documented improvements in healing metrics and performance markers over 3-year monitoring periods. But here's the crucial part: safety. Quality control is absolutely essential. We're talking pharmaceutical-grade peptides, precise dosing protocols, and regular monitoring. The research shows that proper medical supervision is key to avoiding potential complications. For those considering peptide therapy, here's the bottom line. Start with scientifically proven peptides like BPC-157 under medical supervision, document your results, and maintain consistent follow-ups to ensure optimal long-term outcomes. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.